Welcome back to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings football team. Bob Prescott, welcome to your own show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. It's a beautiful day and love talking about our young men in Viking football.
Let me ask you this, because you guys go all summer, you start school in late summer and it's hot. When you get days like this and nights like this when the weather starts to change, does it make it just a little more enjoyable?
I guess to me, if you're going to live in Indiana, you better love the change of seasons. And so I know the majority of our kids have looked forward to it cooling off a little bit. I know we've got a few players that say, no, keep it hot. But I think as a whole, our guys are ready for some change that it's nice to be a part of.
Well, let's talk Huntington North Viking football. You guys had senior night. Leo 5-1 came into town. They left 6-1. You guys suffered a 50-3 defeat at the hands of Leo. Walk us through the game a little bit.
Well, it started off really well for us. It's been the first time, and I don't know, maybe all season, but we started with our kickoff return team on the field first and had a really nice blocking up front, and Devin Newcomb took it all the way down. I'm going to say somewhere around the 30, I'm not for sure, but had good blocking and then had two or three first downs and got into a 4th-and-3 situation. And ran Aiden Hostler out there, our senior kicker and field goal specialist, and he was able to hammer the field goal through, and we're up 3-0. Feel pretty good that that's a pretty good start against a really good football team.
Let me ask you something real quick. How, as a coach, a lot of times the kicking game is overlooked, especially at the high school level. How great is it to have a kicker at the high school level that kicks at his level that you can get out there and know that this is probably going to be 3 points for you?
You love having it. You love having it. And then we spend a lot of time in our practices working special teams. And so, you know, he's been our kicker and punter, but we feel we've got, we've developed some guys that can fill in if we needed to. You know, back to the kickoff return, Devin is a gifted young man, but if we don't have those guys getting those blocks up front, it's pretty hard for one guy to beat 11. So, you know, we feel that it is just as important as offense and defense, and we want to spend a lot of time with it. So, you know, because it was senior night, it was nice that Aiden was able to get out there for a field goal opportunity, and he made the most of it.
Well, okay, you're up 3-0 at the start of the game. Go ahead, Coach. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, you're okay. And then, you know, Aiden, with our kickoff team, puts it in the end zone, so they start on the 20. And we know that they've got an extremely good running back, number 5. I know that they got some size up front, and they were in a 3-back set in their offensive formation, and they ran a trap, and they got us sealed, and he was off to the races. And so, you know, after you feel like you got a pretty good start, all of a sudden it's 7-3 on a long run. And we've done really good this year about not giving up any really long plays. You know, and so give a lot of credit for Leo. They are a very good team that's big and strong and physical and have good skill guys. But to be honest, I did not have our guys prepared, and that falls on me. And we're going to get that addressed this week in practice. You know, we've kind of been out of our routine a little bit. Last week was homecoming. This week we had some homerooms that we didn't have, been preparing for PSAT testing, and there's some other things that we didn't have homerooms, and we had an early release day or was scheduled on Thursday, had a 2-hour delay Thursday, and so there's just some things there that I didn't take care of and didn't hold our young men accountable enough, and that falls on me. And I apologize not only to our players, our staff, and our community, but I don't like the way that we played, and that falls on me, and we will get that addressed.
All right, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I guess just to continue, you know, it's 7-3 and we get the ball back and we get two or three first downs and moving. We stall out, and then they're able to punch down the field and score again. And then it just, we just didn't respond Friday night like we've responded all year and competed and fought. And, you know, some of that is the opponent we played, and they were very good. You know, one thing that we've asked our kids that we will always pride ourselves in is that we'll play hard regardless and give our absolute best effort. And there were some good things in the game Friday night. You never like to be on an end of a 50-3 score. And so we're going to find out about our young men and we'll find out a lot about ourselves. And so I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
All right. So long night for you guys. Take me through the offensive side of the ball. Things you like, things you didn't like.
You know, I thought there were some times where we got some drives going. We just couldn't sustain anything long-term to get points on the board. And, you know, they allowed their big guys up front to eat up some space. And then they brought some guys from further back and done some different things in their alignment, let their athletes run downhill and get to us. And so, you know, we were getting probably more 3 and 4 yard opportunities than we've had in the past, but we've got to learn to evolve that 3 yards is okay. You know, 4 times 3 is 12, and that's a first down, and keep moving the chains and go into some long sustained drives to get points. And so we've got to get better at that. You know, that we had a couple negative plays with our passing game, as far as protection and some sacks. But I guess one of the positives I will pull out is, as a whole, we did not have as many negative plays as we did the week before. And so we just got to continue to find ways to get better. We'll play another strong physical defense this next week. And we just got to find ways to clean up our mental errors and execute better. And as I said earlier, that falls on me as a coach and preparing our kids during the week in practice.
All right. On the defensive side of the ball, 50 points, you know, give us some things you liked out of that, if you can find some.
You know, when you look at it, there were some plays where we did gang tackle and had some outstanding effort. But there was also a lot of plays where one or two guys broke down, and you do that against some good athletes. Their quarterback threw the ball exceptionally well, which we had not seen on film a whole lot. I believe he was 9 of 10, and had some big pass plays. You know, sometimes we ask our guys to kind of be on an island one-on-one, whether that is as a secondary guy in pass coverage, could be a linebacker trying to come downhill and fill a gap and get your head on the correct side of the gap to run fit, to force that running back into one of your teammates. And we broke down quite a bit on that, those islands Friday night. And so, again, those are things that we've got to come back and fix. You know, one of the things that I love our young men so much, we're not going to stop trying to get better every day. And I hope our guys still want to continue football. I always want to be positive, but if there's some guys that feel like they're kind of ready for the season to be over, and I hope that's not the case, we're going to find young men to put on the field that want to continue to work hard and continue to get better. But we've come so far this season and so proud of the growth that's taken place with our young men. We're not going to allow this to backslide, and I'm in charge of that. And I feel like I allowed that to happen this week, and we won't allow it to continue anymore.
You know, Coach, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I'm your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Vikings, Bob Prescott. I've been on teams that have won one game or two games. I've been on the the back end of 50-3 defeats. And, you know, as the season goes long and maybe the record isn't what you want it to be, how do you keep the team motivated?
I think one of the things we're trying to change up some of our drills and the way we run our practices just a little bit. Obviously, you know, we've kind of got a Monday routine, a Tuesday routine, a Wednesday, and a Thursday routine. We're trying to change up a little bit what we do within those. But the other thing is we try to take 5 minutes off each week so our practices get shorter. The nice thing, as you've already mentioned, we've had some unbelievable weather this fall. And it's still nice as we're start to prepare for week 8. And then I think the other thing is you just got to focus on the guys and making sure that they're positive with their brothers. Because when it's all said and done, when the season's over, whether you're a team that went 0-10 or 15-0 in state championships, the seasons go away. And what you're left with is your memories and the relationships you have with your brothers, meaning your teammates. And that's what's going to last forever. And so as we continue to move forward, it's critical that we continue to grow as a team and with our relationships with each other, because we all know that as you get out in the life, when football's over and high school's over, sometimes life is not fair and there's some tough things that happen to each one of us. And we need to be able to have people in our lives that can be there to help us out during those tough times. And you know, for me, that's the biggest thing that we're trying to accomplish with our young men is trying to give them some life skills and some relationships that'll last long after the football season and their athletic careers over at Huntington North. And I just think we've got tremendous young men, and I love them. And we've just got to fight through some stuff now and stay positive and find a way to continue to get better every day.
All right, Coach, who do you have for your player of the game this week, and why?
It's going to be Ricky Foster. He's a senior offensive lineman. Ricky was our young man that probably, well, there's nothing probably about it, was coming back this year as a senior with the guy with the most offensive line experience we had. He had an injury in our scrimmage against Northrop and was able to get in a little bit last week, but he started on the offensive line this week and done some good things for us, and he's worked hard to put him back in a position to be back on the field again. And that just speaks volumes about him and his character and where he's at with things. And so we're just happy to have him back. He's a big guy that brings experience, and he's going to make our offensive line be better. And the other thing with Ricky, you know, through the whole injury and everything that he was doing in rehab, his leadership skill and his willingness to be vocal and try to encourage his teammates during games and whether he was playing or not has been a valuable, valuable asset. And just so grateful that he's back playing again. And we had some good things happen to us with some of our drives because of Rick. And so our player of the game is Ricky Foster.
Well, congratulations to Ricky. All right. Doesn't stop for you. You got to lick your wounds, get back to the practice field. You travel to Norwell on Friday night. Talk a little bit about Norwell on the offensive side of the ball.
Norwell has got, good athletes, especially at their quarterback. Their running back runs the ball pretty hard. They've got a really good receiver who's a little different. You know, the last few weeks that we've faced some really good receivers, they've been taller guys, you know, 6'2", 6'3", guys that have some speed. The receiver for Norwell has got speed. He's just not a 6'3" guy. But they seem to move the ball really well. At times, they seem to be similar to us at times where they'll ball down as they get closer to the end zone. But they'll be in a lot of formations. They'll be in some spread stuff. Sometimes quarterback will be under center. Sometimes he'll be in pistol. They'll use some motion to get into some things. They like to run the ball as much as they like to throw it. And their quarterback throws a good ball, but he is a fast dude that loves to run as well. And so we'll have our hands full containing him, but we'll need to make sure we limit big plays and not allow the long plays that happened against Leo this past week.
can you match their speed? I mean, speed kills. I mean, anyone that pays attention to football knows speed kills. And I've explained to my son before, because we're at a Notre Dame game, and he says, boy, those guys are big, but boy, there's some smaller guys out there. And I'm like, yeah, but they are faster than light.
Yeah, and I guess, kind of growing up, but more of a early in my coaching career as a defensive guy, I think the tremendous backs or the tremendous athletes on offense, especially if they're in the backfield, if you can get them running to the sidelines and spill everything, their speed goes away a little bit. And so it's going to be critical for us to spill and make sure we're chasing those quick athletes to the sidelines. You give really fast dudes a crease and they're gone, and then it's over. And that's what we found out with Leo Friday night, is that we just didn't spill things very well. And so we're going to have to be much better of our run fit and make sure we're spilling everything. But I do believe there's a way that we can find a way that we match up with them.
So the Huntington North Viking fans that make the trip to Norwell, what are they going to see on the defensive side of the ball? And who would you guys be focusing on from an offensive standpoint on their defense?
They are a 3-4 defense. At times they'll get into a 4-2. They will blitz from everywhere. Their two inside linebackers run downhill extremely well. There's times they'll blitz outside linebackers. There are times that they blitz safeties. So they are very, very good at gap control with their defensive guys, especially their front three. And so when they come up and set the edge, it's hard to push them around. They maintain their leverage quite well. And so we've got to be able to play lower and find a way to get a little movement. And we just got to be able to stay on blocks longer. And then as we get into it, it's a game of adjustment. We can say they're a 3-4 and they'll get into a 4-4 when they feel like they need to. But with us and the way we try to do stuff on offense, I'm sure there'll be some adjustments and wrinkles. And then we've just got to be able to adjust and communicate that to our players on the fly.
When you head into a game after a loss like that, what do you tell your team? What do you tell them as they get ready? The Thunderstruck is already played. You're ready to go out there. What do you tell them?
For us, it's really about it's about enjoying the high school experience in the game of high school football. And so for us, every time it's going to be about play hard, play fast, and have fun. And if we have done our job as coaches, the game plan is pretty clear. They're not confused with things, and they can come at it and just play hard and aggressive. I think when you're confused, you play slower. And so we've got to make sure that the plan that we put in place, they're there. But at the end of it, all of us that have played high school football and now are coaching or, in the media or administrationally or as teachers or even as parents, we've had our moment in the sun and the spotlight, and now it's about giving those young men that opportunity. And so for me, Thursday night, after our parents have done a great job with our Thursday night team meal, when that team meal's over, I kind of use the adage that, hay's in the barn from my standpoint. Now I just want to sit back and enjoy and watch our kids compete and play on Friday night. And so that will not change. I'm sure our confidence is shaken a little bit after a score like we had with Leo. But, that's also life. We're going to have things in our lives that don't go the way we planned. And how you respond to that has a lot to say in how long that you have to fight through some of that negativity. And so we're going to be positive with our young men as we start Monday morning, and we're going to move forward and get better every day and take our best shot at Norwell High School.
Any injuries we need to know about this week? You short anywhere?
Nope. At this point in the year, there's always some of that. And so we never kind of use that as an excuse or anything else. It's the next man up. And so hopefully we've got some guys coming back. And if they're not able to come back, then our other guys will have that opportunity. But, you know, we're for the most part, we're healthy and grateful for that. And so we hope we get a couple guys back. We'll just play that by ear. And we've got a great training staff with Ryan and Sarah, and I'll wait to hear from them on what they say, but give somebody else that opportunity to step up. And you know, we're looking forward to a great week of practice with our guys.
You're just joining us here on the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am Gary Snyder, your host. He is the coach, Bob Prescott. All right, well, let's step away from Huntington North football for a minute and take a look at the college scene, because we like to have a little fun here, make some football picks. Notre Dame all over Bowling Green, probably a game that shouldn't even been scheduled. I'm still scratching my head on why. 52-0. I think we both pretty confidently picked Notre Dame over Bowling Green. Was it the kind of game that you were expecting?
Yeah, probably it was. You know, when you're a heavy favorite like that, it's always good when you know your guys come out and get on it early and take care of business. So, well, you know, we talked about the year before with another MAC team with Ball State, that, you know, whether you take somebody like that for granted or give them a little confidence, they get better and things swell and you let it wake up a sleeping dog. So when you're favored like that and you get on them early, it helps a lot.
And they did early and often. All right, we have the Trojans from USC heading to South Bend to Notre Dame Stadium. Game time temperature expected to be probably in the high 40s. Who do you like as the Trojans come to town?
Well, I think the Trojans are on their third quarterback, and so with that being said, we'll go with the Irish.
I, too, will take the Irish. I like them by about 10 points, probably. All right, Purdue. They traveled to Penn State yesterday. It was pretty much the way everyone expected. I think we both took Penn State. Any surprises there?
No, I think Penn State got after them early, but you know, Purdue showed some fight and hung in there, and you know, they're down some guys on offense, and so they battled. You know, anytime you're playing at Happy Valley, in most situations, if you would hold that high-powered offense to 35 points, you would say you've done some good things. So, you know, they fought. They just they're going through some pains right now with injuries, and they've just got to find a way to piece it back together.
We have Maryland coming to Ross-Ade this weekend. I like Purdue. Even a little banged up, I still like the Boilers at home.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Purdue as well. You know, Maryland was hot early, but they've really cooled off. Like I said, I like the fight Purdue had at Penn State. And so I'll go with the Boilers as well.
All right, and let's just go ahead and give props to our old school, our old team, the Ball State Cardinals. Finally got that monkey off their back and beat Northern Illinois over the weekend.
Well, that's a huge win for them. I know that staff has worked really hard and a bunch of good guys, and I'm happy that they were able to do that.
All right, Coach, take us out. What do you have for us? Final words, your pep talk as we leave here.
Well, I'm just, I'm looking forward to see how our young men respond. You know, it was the first time all year that we really kind of had it taken to us in the way that it was on the scoreboard, and looking forward to seeing where we're at and how we face adversity and how we grow from it. And knowing the young men like I've got to know them, I'm assuming that they will going to have a great week of practice, and we'll go over to Norwell and give it our best shot. So I'm just so grateful for all the support, you know, our band, our pit, which is the student body section, was full again on Friday night. Our parents and our community have done a great job in their support at our games, and just grateful for that our young men get to experience high school football with that kind of support, and just want to say thank you for everyone, and it is a great day to be a Viking.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for all that you do.
You're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.